This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, for the last 5 years, First Liberty Institute has published a document with the title Undeniable, The Survey of Hostility to Religion in America. It provides an overview of the various documented examples of religious hostility. The idea for the document came from testimony given to a U.S. Senate subcommittee. After some of the examples of religious hostility were presented, some of the senators asked if the testimonies represented more than just a few isolated incidents. Back then, that was the typical question. More than a dozen years ago, David Limbaugh published his book, Persecution: How Liberals Are Waging War Against Christianity, to answer that question. He noticed that whenever you talked about a case that threatened religious liberty, the typical response was to suggest that this was merely an isolated case. His 450-page book made it difficult to argue that religious hostility was rare. First Liberty is providing a service by reporting on these cases. They say that since 2012, there have been 133% increase in instances of hostility. The current edition includes 1,400 anecdotes of religious discrimination in America. Kelly Shackelford of First Liberty is quick to point out the significant victories for religious liberty. Their 2012 case for the Veterans Memorial case is one. The Hobby Lobby case in 2014 is another. And this year, the Supreme Court case of Trinity Lutheran was also a victory for religious freedom. Nevertheless, this latest edition of Undeniable should make it clear to just about anyone that religious hostility in America is indeed undeniable. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.